Welcome to OV English School. Today, we are looking at something you see on screens all the time. Why do still pictures look like real movement? A cartoon can wave, a game character can run, and a clay figure can jump. Yet each part is only a picture. The secret is animation. At first, it feels almost like magic, but the idea is clear and logical. Our eyes and brain connect separate images very quickly. When the pictures change fast enough, we do not stop to count them, we just see action. If you have ever watched a character blink or turn their head, you have already seen this trick at work. Animation works because it uses a series of images that are almost the same, but not exactly the same. Each image is called a frame. One frame is one picture. When frames move quickly, the brain joins them into one moving scene. In film and video, 24 frames per second is a common speed. That means 24 pictures appear in 1 second. At that speed, the motion feels smooth. If the speed is too low, the movement can look jumpy. That is why timing matters so much. The history of animation is older than many people think. Modern animation began in 1888, after celluloid film made moving images easier to create. Between 1895 and 1920, artists and inventors tested many methods. They used drawings, puppets, clay, cutouts, and other objects. Some people made every frame by hand. Others used models and photographed them one step at a time. For much of the 20th century, hand-drawn animation was the main style. Artists drew a character pose, then drew the next pose, and then the next one. Today, many studios use computers. Digital animation is common in films and games. Stop motion is still popular too. In stop motion, an animator moves a real object a little, takes a photo, and moves it again. The method changes, but the goal stays the same. Make still images feel alive. A keyframe is one of the most important tools in animation. It shows a main pose in the action. Think of a person standing, then jumping, then landing. Those big poses are keyframes. They give the scene its shape. The animator does not need to draw every tiny moment first. After that, the animator adds in-between frames. These are the pictures between the keyframes. They show how the body moved from one pose to another. Because of these frames, the action feels smooth instead of stiff. In Pixar's process, animators first pose the characters to act out each scene. Then they build the motion around those poses. This is also why people say animation is acting. A character is not only moving across the screen, it is showing thought and feeling. A bent back can show fear. A straight chest can show confidence. A small head turn can show doubt. A quick eye movement can show surprise. The body tells the viewer what the character feels. In Science Behind Pixar, animators explain that body language and expression help show personality. In the film Luca, Julia's face and movement help show anger clearly. Even before the character speaks, the viewer can understand the mood. This is very helpful in visual stories because the audience should feel the emotion right away. Timing gives the scene another layer of meaning. Timing means how long an action lasts on screen. A fast wave can feel excited, light, or impatient. A slow wave can feel careful, tired, or shy. The action is the same, but the feeling changes. That is one reason animation can tell a story so clearly. Animators also use exaggeration. This means making a movement a little bigger than real life. A face can stretch more than a real face would. A jump can go higher than a real jump. This does not make the scene wrong. It often makes the emotion easier to see. Another classic technique is squash and stretch. Squash means an object becomes shorter and wider. Stretch means it becomes longer and thinner. A bouncing ball may squash when it hits the ground. Then it may stretch when it jumps back up. That small change helps us feel weight, energy, and force. It is a simple idea, but it makes a big difference. The brain is a big part of the trick. It likes patterns. When images arrive fast and change in small steps, the brain connects them. It fills the gaps very quickly. That is why a line of still drawings can become a running person. It is also why animation works in many styles. The viewer is not only seeing pictures, the viewer is helping complete the motion. So animation is more than art. It is planning, timing, and visual thinking. The animator chooses the main poses, adds the in-between frames, and shapes the feeling with body language and exaggeration. hand-drawn animation, stop motion, and digital animation all use the same basic idea. Different tools, same illusion. That is what makes drawings, clay figures, and 3D characters feel alive on screen. Question: what is a frame in animation? Answer: a frame is one picture in a moving sequence. Question: why do keyframes matter? Answer: they show the main poses and shape the action. Question: what are in-between frames? Answer: they connect the keyframes and make motion smooth. Question: how does timing change a scene? Answer: fast timing can feel sudden, while slow timing can feel careful. Question: why do squash and stretch help? Answer: they make movement feel stronger, with more weight and energy. Discussion: what would you say first in this situation? Discussion: which polite question is most useful here? Now you know the simple secret behind animation. Many still pictures shown fast can become one moving story. The brain connects the frames, and the character seems alive. Keyframes, in-between frames, timing, and body language all work together. If you want more clear English lessons like this, visit ovenglish.com. Great work today, and keep watching the world with curious eyes.